Take my war, please. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is the week the Senate takes up a resolution opposing the president's strategy in Iraq. It doesn't actually do anything, except maybe one thing. Until now, the Democrats could say that as much as they've criticized the president, he's gotten every dollar and every soldier he's asked for. But with a resolution making that criticism official, well, here's how Hillary describes it.
That will be the first time that we will have said no to President Bush.
Exactly. I hear people wondering why President Bush is so stubborn. Why is he pushing ahead? Because he's known for a long time there were only bad choices left in Iraq, and now he can leave those bad choices to the Congress. He's been saying over and over lately that it's not unpatriotic to debate this war, and I think part of the reason is because if Congress does cut off the money, whatever follows looks like their fault, which is why some members are hesitant to actually do that. However, events may force the issue. Spending on Iraq is about to collide head-on with another giant expense— the retirement of the baby boom. One economist estimates that half the total spending on Iraq could have kept Social Security solvent for 75 years, but it's too late for that now. And which do you suppose the narcissistic, Congress-electing baby boom generation is going to value more? Keeping the Sunnis and Shiites apart or getting their full Social Security check? Yes, Congress is facing the little-known corollary to the Pottery Barn rule. Not only do you buy it if you break it, but sometimes they make you keep the pieces. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.